This is JIS News. Coming up, NSWMA ramps up garbage collection for festive season. Historic Court of Appeal sitting in Luce, Hanover, and local memorial service planned for Nelson Mandela. The details after this message.
A memorial service for late former President of the Republic of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, will be held Thursday, December 12 at the University of the West Indies Mona Chapel. The service is being organized by the Government of Jamaica in collaboration with the South African High Commission. That's a memorial service for Nelson Mandela this Thursday, December 12 at the University of the West Indies Mona Chapel at 2 p.m. All persons must be seated by 1:30 p.m. Please note that this service was originally scheduled for Wednesday, December 11.
Now the news. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will be spending some $45 million over the festive season to increase the collection, transportation, and disposal of waste, expected to increase significantly during the period. NSWMA Executive Director Jennifer Edwards says this forms part of the agency's proactive approach in dealing with the threat to public health caused by waste pileup in town centers and business districts.
The volume of solid waste generated by each person as a result of cleaning, packaging, purchases, parties, socials, and family gatherings increased by an average of between 20 and 30%. Taking a proactive approach to this year's waste management program, we have expanded our responsibility.
Ms. Edwards was speaking at a press conference on Tuesday. The NSWMA is moving to increase the number of sweeping contractors to deal with waste resulting from an expected increase in parties and other social events. History was created in the town of Luce, Hanover on Monday with the start of a week-long sitting of the Court of Appeal. This is the first time a sitting of the court is being held outside the parish of Kingston. President of the Court of Appeal, Justice Seymour Panton, says for some time he has entertained and nourished the idea that the Court of Appeal should hold regular sittings in the county of Cornwall.
The main reason for such thinking has been the fact that there is a significant number of appeals from this county, and there is also the question of the expense and inconvenience to litigants, which has to be considered.
Justice Panton was addressing journalists Monday during a specially organized ceremony inside the courtroom to mark the occasion. He says consultations will take place among the judges at the sitting to discuss how best to facilitate the movement of the media into live proceedings, another first for the Court of Appeal. Jamaicans will get a chance to pay their respects to late former President of the Republic of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, at a memorial service this Thursday, December 12. The service is being organized by the Government of Jamaica in collaboration with the South African High Commission and will be held at the University of the West Indies Mona Chapel at 2 p.m. Persons are asked to be seated by 1:30 p.m. The memorial service was originally planned for Wednesday, December 11. Nelson Mandela passed away on December 5 at age 95. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller announced a five-day period of official mourning, December 5 to 11, in honor of Mr. Mandela. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging high school administrators to work towards rehabilitating boys with disciplinary problems rather than having them expelled. This after a recent study uncovered a direct correlation between boys who drop out of high school and men who end up in jail.
The police have recently done a study that Commissioner gave me that indicates a linear relationship between the boys who drop out of school and those who end up in crime. And we now know several schools, unfortunately, where they are prone to emerge from.
Mr. Thwaites says the ministry will assist the rehabilitation efforts through its priority objective of introducing uniformed groups in all schools. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.